This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman. On today's show, Kitty Boone. She's the Vice President of Public Programs at the Aspen Institute and is the primary executive responsible for managing the Aspen Ideas Festival. This year's Ideas Festival will bring 350 presenters, 200 sessions, and 3,000 attendees, with many programs open to the public. We're on the eve of a big Ideas Fest.
It is a big Ideas Festival.
Tell me about it.
Well, it starts on the 23rd in the late afternoon with our annual spotlight on health. So the first few days of the festival are completely dedicated to issues of medicine and health because they're so looming in our society on so many issues that we decided a couple of years ago to really focus on those. We then go from June 26th in the afternoon until July 2nd in the early afternoon with the festival proper. And there isn't a day that isn't full and really thought-provoking. So we're really, really excited this year. It's just fantastic.
Give the listener the highlight the program tracks so we can kind of get a picture of what the themes
are
this year.
So we organize the festival around not one overarching theme, but a number of program, what we call tracks or strands of conversation so that we can go into depth in various subjects. So the Spotlight Health program tracks are focusing on ethical choices in health and medicine, both globally and domestically. The child, big focus on the child, which has been quite popular in the past at Ideas Festival. We wanted to give that some oomph this year. Then something that will actually cross over into Fest 1 of Aspen Ideas Festival is a focus on food in the future and how we should eat and healthy choices in the Spotlight part about food. And then the last part of Spotlight Health's track is on breakthroughs. All of these, and meaning breakthroughs in medical technology and medicine and cancer and a variety of health concerns that people are worried about. And we will look at everything from cancer to Zika and all of these issues that are affecting the globe, but also very specific issues to different kinds of themes that we've got. All of those program themes flow over into the town of Aspen in the form of evening exchanges, films. The town is invited to buy tickets to what we call Med School 101, which is a series of doctors giving more, academics, teachers giving more in-depth insights into various aspects of medicine. So we're starting. And, of course, the big name on the street is Caitlyn Jenner will be coming. And I think a lot of people are sort of fascinated by her and her story. It's going to be quite an interesting and provocative series of conversations at Spotlight Health this year.
Med School 101 that you referred to, is that taking place on campus?
On campus in the Kaufman Room. The public is invited to buy tickets for that. And all of the tickets for public events can be bought through the Wheeler Opera House at Aspen Show Tickets. And you can find out more online at aspenideas.org about everything we're doing for the public.
So lots of ways to get involved without buying the full pass and going up there and committing 3 days of your life or 6 days or whatever it might be.
Exactly right.
Okay. I was just in New York and Zika warnings were all over the place on the subway, on the streets. There were notifications about Zika, which
in
I found
York.
To be very interesting. Wow. Yeah. So just briefly, I know, I don't want to get into a rabbit hole about Zika, but do you think that during Spotlight Health, when they talk about that issue in particular, will they discuss the Olympics?
Oh, yes. They'll definitely talk about the Olympics. And I think the WHO has now decided that the Olympics are okay to go to. I think the water in the Olympics is going to be as dangerous as Zika. And it seems that I guess if I were going to invest, it would be bug spray. I think that bug spray actually has a lot to do with people's health right now. But Anthony Fauci and others are going to be talking about this and the risk that we have. I'm quite interested that they're doing it in New York because from what I gather, it hasn't been considered a huge threat in the United States. But if you're traveling abroad, then I can see why you might be put
at risk. All over the airports, obviously. We flew into LaGuardia out of Newark and it was everywhere. So I'm guessing that's it.
Yeah.
Puerto
Rico has a small outbreak. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's a lot still to be studied, and that's what we'll be talking about.
The overarching theme of everything this year, and I'm sure it's going to percolate into all of your things, are the campaign that's going on now in the United States.
Well, The festival will do a lot on election issues, and this is a big election year. But people should know, I'm sort of one thing that I always find fascinating is that we pick the themes a year in advance, right. And they're amazingly prescient to do. So at the festival, we will definitely have conversations daily for the public on our campus about the choice. The choices we make when it comes to presidential elections, certain congressional issues, issues around how do we build bipartisanship in this climate, issues around why is Trump such a force? Not him personally. What has he galvanized in this country around the issues? And these issues flow into another big theme that we've got going across the week, which is reimagining capitalism. And what do we do in a society where a lot of the people that are voting for Trump, and you understand this, have been left behind by either offshore jobs or not being trained for the future of jobs. We don't know today what jobs even are going to exist 5 years from now. We'll be talking about this in the university track. How do we get kids prepared for jobs we don't even know what they are? And I think there's a lot of nervousness. And also you look at wage stagnation and a variety of sort of economic factors in the background that are sort of fueling this Trump, I'm going to solve everything issue. You know, one session I am excited about is going to be on July 1st at night is the U.S. Trade Representative, who's been negotiating all the free trade deals, the Trans-Pacific deal, et cetera, is going to be talking with Steve Rattner and Gillian Tett about are we going protectionist and why we can't afford to do that. And so we're really trying to touch on a lot of issues that not only are stimulating the campaign, but are very important for Americans to really ponder and ponder deeply. What is inclusive capitalism? How do we get more people to enjoy the fruits of their labors and actually become more economically secure? Those are election issues. They are general economic issues. We're getting into all of that this summer.
Later this week, there's a huge vote. The Brexit issue is happening, and that, in a way, is a microcosm or a parallel of what's happening here in some ways.
Yes.
Protectionism, isolationism, whether or not we stick together as a unit. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion about that.
So at the music tent on the afternoon of June 29th, which the public can watch for free at the Hotel Jerome, or sit on the lawn, or perhaps still buy a ticket. We may be sold out. We're hosting Christine Lagarde, who's the head of the IMF. She will talk about Brexit. And then I believe that night we have a public session on Europe. And
what's the date, the day of 29th?
The 29th is a Wednesday. So we'll have a huge session on Europe, I believe that evening or the night of the 30th with you have to check your calendars, everybody. There are a lot of sessions.
Yeah.
With the Undersecretary of State for Europe, Victoria Nuland, and other Europe experts talking about sort of whether Brexit goes through or whether it doesn't, it still shows, just as Trump does, huge dilemmas in the underpinnings of how European society views itself and real issues. I mean, we're not alone in having these inequality discussions in the United States.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guest is Kitty Boone. She's the Vice President of Public Programs at the Aspen Institute, the primary executive responsible for managing the Aspen Ideas Fest. Tell me some other notable speakers that you're excited about coming.
We have them every day. Laura Bush is going to come on June 28th in the afternoon, June 27th, excuse me. And she's actually doing a lot of work around Afghan women and trying to support the cause of women. So she's going to focus on that. Loretta Lynch is coming, the Attorney General, and you can imagine what some of the things she's going to be talking about. She's been quite vocal about transgender issues, and also a major bipartisan issue in this country is criminal justice reform, and thus we have a program theme in the first half of the Aspen Ideas Festival on crime and punishment. Which we'll get to those issues. She will address those topics. We'll be talking about with the governor and some people from my mother from Newtown is coming, not only to show the movie Newtown, but to be in discussion in town, actually, on guns and gun control and the head of every town for gun safety. We do try to get people from the NRA to join us because we want to have these kinds of back and forth discussions, but it's difficult to get them. I think they probably for whatever reason. Lots of stuff might dictate why they wouldn't come and join us. But we need to talk about guns. This morning, the Supreme Court decided not to take up the issue of automatic weapons, as I understand it. And they're going to leave current court decisions in the lower courts in Connecticut to stay. So these issues are big, and they're big election issues. So again, we've for all the wrong reasons, we've tapped some important topics that are affecting the American public this summer.
And then there was the filibuster last week, the brave senators and taking over
the senator
session.
Right, the senator from Connecticut, who spent, and that's why they're having four votes this afternoon, from what I gather.
Yeah. Aside from what's happening on campus, you have a lot of films this year. You've got
a new partnership. Film every single night. And we've reduced the price because we know that paying $20 or $25, whatever we were charging in the past, is probably too much. They're $12. But for that, you get sort of a remarkable documentary that's garnered many accolades and a great conversation with the director or the producer or the star of that documentary. So, again, we'll be doing two films on guns. One is Newtown, the story of the unfortunate tragedy of the children who were massacred in Connecticut, and then and the aftermath of that, and actually the effects of what that had on the rest of the community. And I think those are the stories, the impacts on the church and all of the people that were affected by this. So it's a broader thing than just kids being mowed down. Then Under the Gun is a film that Katie Couric and others produced. She will not be coming this year, but the film is coming. And Maria Cuomo is the producer of that, and we'll be talking about sort of what is the issues with guns in America. So that's just timely. Another really wonderful film is Sonita. And Sonita is a young Afghani 19-year-old woman that I hope people will come see because she's absolutely remarkable. She is a rapper in Afghanistan. She's only learned English in the last 6 months, and she will be here. She'll be interviewed at our young adult forum, which I'll talk about in a second, but also on the stage. And the film is about her advocacy through her rap against child marriage. And she's put herself at considerable physical risk to voice her concerns about young women in her culture being sold at a very, very early age.
She herself was
going to be sold, and she fought against that and escaped. And
Her mother
was going to sell her to pay for the bride of her brother.
And pay a dowry of sorts?
Yes. And she basically began to write poetry and began to vocalize her feelings about this. And in a story, I won't go into it because she'll talk about it here, and I hope people will come, was able to leave Afghanistan and is now studying in the United States and wants to dedicate a bunch of her life to the causes for women in her country.
And she's
really
only recently learned English?
Just 6 months. She's quite good. She's really smart. And she's going to rap. So I think people will be quite stunned.
And that will be at the documentary screening, but she'll also be at the Young Adults Symposium.
Yeah, so this is another exciting thing that we innovated this year, if you will, thanks in part to Sue Helm and one of her colleagues who came and visited us in Aspen at our campus, saying that every time I come to an Institute session, I keep thinking, I wish kids were here. I wish kids could hear this. So we decided to create an afternoon of conversation on June 27th at the St. Regis, and you have to be under 21. It's really a young adult forum. The governor of Colorado will speak. We have food activists. We have a major legal scholar talking about the Supreme Court. Sonita will be interviewed. Adam Grant, who wrote a book about original thinking, who's going to be giving a lecture here, and his book has just gone viral, will speak, and we'll be talking with another young man who is a rap. He's the poet laureate of Richmond, California, which is not to say anything except for his film, Romeo is Bleeding, which some people in town may have seen at Aspen Film. It was so good, we decided to bring it back.
We finna take a Shakespearean play, rewrite it, and make it fit Richmond.
From ancient grudge break to new mutiny. With civil blood make civil hands unclean. Who gon' protect the children? Richmond is on fire. And Lord knows, we all burn.
Purpose of the play is to address the problem that's been going on in Richmond, California.
Last weekend, we had a shooting every night. And one night, we had two shootings. So we have a gang problem, and we need to address the gang problem.
Dante, this young man, was pulled off the streets, got into a writing workshop, and he pulled together a Shakespearean production in Richmond that reflected the tragedies that are happening with his friends.
Young
every
black
day
men.
On the streets of Richmond, right across from San Francisco Bay. It's quite powerful. And Dante will talk about his work and what he's doing to sort of reduce youth violence in his community. And so he'll be addressing these kids. So it's a young adults forum. It's on June 27th from 2 to 5:30 p.m. And you can go on our website at aspenideas.org to find out how to buy tickets for that.
And that's 17 to 21 years old, I believe.
It's $15 tickets, and I think that's probably 14 to 21 years old.
Okay. And it's $15 ticket.
Yeah, for 3 hours with pretty remarkable people. I think people will be really blown away.
And tell us one of the other tracks that you're particularly interested in and excited about.
Well, you know, well, one of them is about sex in America. And the reason we decided to do that was not to talk about, you know, the first thing that might come
current.
To mind. It's really about the changing sexual mores in American society. I'm old enough so that I wasn't allowed to go see Love Story when I was 13 because they used a four-letter word. And now you can imagine what our 8-year-olds are seeing online and the lenience with which television and media outlets and our own conversations at home and at school, I don't know if it's lenience, but it's certainly a more relaxed way of talking about sex. We're going to be looking at everything from issues of rape on college campuses to relationships in American society today. And what does it mean that there's gay marriage and issues around transgender sensitivity and a variety of things that are both political but also just changing the norms in American society? I think it's going to be really fascinating.
Even just hookup culture.
And hookup culture. I mean, we
have incredibly different from when you and I
were in college. Very, very different, and has good and bad impacts. And we have people like Dan Savage that a lot of people will know, who's quite vocal about issues around sexuality. We have Helen Fisher, who's going to do her title is quite provocative. It has to do with coupling is alive and well in American society. She'll be at the Hotel Jerome. She was really thoughtful. Esther Perel, who is quite well known, talking about social issues and sexuality. And I think it's important that we actually have open conversations about what it means to be a man or a woman in society today, or a young person, and all the images we get, and then these kind of also conflicting messages that we send our kids. So I think that's going to be provocative, and I think it's important.
Give me a rough sort of sketch of how you think the festival has changed over the course of the last many years.
Well, for one thing, I can be here because we have a really wonderful team on the ground who's really making the festival just sing. So we have a larger group that's paying attention to everything from just every detail that we could possibly pay attention to. So that always is good. So we're growing, you know, our sessions in town. We are growing sort of the look and feel of the festival. We are doing a lot on podcast and social media to promote and make sure that people have access to everything we do. I mean, we want this to be public. It is a public conference. I mean, we are sold out on our campus, but they're public. The public has purchased those tickets, and we want to do a lot in town. So, and we've done that for years, but it just keeps growing. I think the podcasting that we're doing, Aspen Ideas to Go, which iTunes is going to feature in the next week on their homepage, is really, really exciting. We're going to have podcast takeovers every day, and you know, off the stage conversations again with individual speakers so that we can get a little bit more of each one. We're really trying to promote the work of our experts that are coming. We also created a couple of years ago a morning lecture, which we create into podcasts. These are called the Aspen Lecture, and the lecturers are just phenomenal. In fact, Cass Sunstein and David Brooks will be talking about Cass's work on the subject of nudge. He's a major Harvard Law professor, but he's going to give a lecture on his new book, which is called, it has to do about the world after Star Wars. But he will look at that and then sort of relate that to ethical issues in society. Adam Grant, as I mentioned, is doing something called The Originals. We have Jane McGonigal, who's a major game developer, a game thinker, and Tina Seelig from Stanford University talking about creativity and imagination. And they both will be flowing into town sessions. So we're having a blast. What can I say? It's going to be awesome.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guest is Kitty Boone. She's the Vice President of Public Programs at the Aspen Institute, the primary executive responsible for managing the Aspen Ideas Fest. Do you identify people and reach out to them, or are you holding back the doors, people that want to present?
It's a little bit of both. We definitely, when we pick our themes, we have a team of people that works on sort of research across all these themes, and we begin to identify the topics that we think are critical to do. We work with advisors and our policy program directors at the Aspen Institute to help think through what are the really critical issues that need to be addressed, and then we begin to find the people to speak to those issues. So the big thing I get every year, who are your favorite speakers? And, you know, Charles Duhigg is giving this wonderful talk on sort of how to be more productive, and most people will never have heard of him. He did win a Pulitzer Prize. His session last summer at the St. Regis was completely sold out. I get as excited about people that you've never heard of as I do about
the big names.
The big names that are coming. And we have big names, and we're really excited that Mitt Romney is coming and the CEO of Microsoft is coming. But I'm equally excited that, you know, Adam Goff is coming, or Cyrus Vance from the Manhattan District DA, you know, the DA. People who are really on the ground dealing with things. I will say that one of the people I am completely excited about is Brian Stevenson.
Who's that?
Who wrote this. He's a justice advocate. He gave a major TED Talk this past year. He lives and works in Alabama. He wrote a spectacular book called Just Mercy, which I highly recommend. He gets young men and people off death row. He's given his life to that. African-American.
Uncovering new evidence?
Yes, uncovering evidence and really become an advocate for fairness and just treatment. He will speak in the music tent, and he's going to have on our campus a discussion with the president of Harvard University about what do we do about history when we talk about race? How do we deal with our history? Drew Faust happens to be, this is her academic depth. And so to have the two of them chatting about sort of how do we deal with our history is going to be really fascinating.
Well, there's a great story that just happened recently in the news where Georgetown, I'm not sure the process of uncovering that a lot of the, when they were in financial trouble, whenever it was, they sold slaves.
And the universities, you know, Yale, to go to our university track, we have a big deep dive on our campus on free speech and what this means. And as everybody probably has read, the free speech movement on college campuses is as much about dignity and respect for each other as it is about, you know, you can say this or you cannot say this. It's really about how do we show sensitivity today for people of different cultures on our college campuses. And so we'll be getting into that. Drew and Leon Wieseltier, who's a major cultural commentator as well, will be talking in a second session about the future of the humanities, which speaks to some of these same things. And as you know, to get back to the jobs discussion, can we afford the humanities on college campuses when we're paying huge amounts to send our kids and it's not clear that a art major is going to get a job, and why it's important to major in art? We'll be talking about that.
And then back just to it. For what you said just a second ago, all of that in the context of speaking politely to one another in the context of this particular year and in our election season.
Kind of amazing. It's just that we are actually having another conversation about, can we become more civically sensitive? I mean, what is civitas? Do we have civilized dialogue anymore? Can we really just speak to each other? And what is it going to take to do that? David Gergen will speak to that. And possibly some others that we're actually lining up to speak on that right now with the head of the American Federation of Teachers. And we're really eager to understand why we have to get to this point where, is it entertainment driving this? Is it money from media outlets that is driving this kind of fervor around rudeness? And does it sell papers? Or can we really get back to a civil society?
And does that bleed into going all the way back to sexual mores and how they've changed?
Yes.
There's so much overlap in all of it.
Mm-hmm. There's so much overlap in all of it.
It's really interesting.
We are definitely in an entertainment culture that we need to think about.
It's a really great year, Kitty.
It's a great year. I'm sleepless and thrilled.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So how to navigate it for the average listener who'd like to participate, you know, a couple, two or three or five different things over the next 10 days?
Definitely take a look at what's online. There's still tickets to a lot of our events. AspenIdeas.org, www.AspenIdeas.org. Aspen Show Tickets at the Wheeler has a list of all of the public sessions that people can buy, whether it's breakfasts in town at the Jerome or the St. Regis, lunches at the same, belly up sessions in the evening, campus sessions with all of our films every night. Prices are from $12. Oh, we have a planetarium on our campus that people can buy tickets to go see with their kids that we'll be doing at night in our Bucky Fuller Dome, where we show amazing sort of film footage of outer space and telescopes. We'll have one night where we do Mysteries of the Universe on and in Anderson Park on the Aspen Meadows campus with major telescopes. People can look at the stars. That was very exciting for people a few years ago. So we really have a lot of ways the public can engage, and we want people to feel very welcome. The afternoon of conversation, June 29th from 2 to 5, is for free at the Hotel Jerome. I think it is, better check. And people can go in and out all day long and sort of watch this session or that session. Again, that's Mitt Romney and Brian Stevenson and Christine Lagarde. Yuri Milner, who's this huge venture capitalist, but he's spending literally a fortune to explore space, which is really exciting. We want him to talk about that. I'm probably forgetting somebody in the music tent. But then sessions every single night on all of these topics. Big venues, small venues, intimate conversations. I hope the public will take advantage.
And as much as we can, broadcast on Aspen Public Radio. So we'll have that schedule up on our website, aspenpublicradio.org.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Kitty Boone.
Thank you so much.
Aspen Ideas Fest.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. If you missed the show or would like to hear it again, go to our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Have a great afternoon.